All this week, WGLT and WCBU in Peoria have brought you stories about the scale and impact of the USDA's trade relief program, which has already sent over $1 billion in payments to Illinois farmers. Today, many specialty farmers in central Illinois feel the so-called trade war bailout is another example of how the federal government protects industrial farmers while shortchanging the little guy. Eric Stock has more.
Jeff Hake and his immediate family run Funk's Grove Heritage Fruits and Grains, a nine-acre farm in rural McLean. McLean County has secured the largest payouts through the market facilitation program of any county in the country, but Hake's farm won't see any of that money. As a family farm that sells most of its products directly to consumers, things like black raspberries and Johnny Cake mixes, Hake is not exactly on the front lines of the trade war, but he sees the bailouts as a symptom of a greater problem.
It's just throwing money at the problem and hoping that things will work out later.
Hake says the federal government does have programs all farmers could find beneficial, such as crop insurance, but they are cumbersome. Hake is a leader in the National Young Farmers Coalition. It ran a survey showing the number one reason farmers don't apply for USDA programs is they are too much work. And he says there's a good chance you won't get the help you need.
These USDA programs are themselves underfunded, and the people who are trying to manage them are underfunded. So you go in and you try to apply for something. They might want to assist you. They might be trying really hard to help you, but it's like them. It's one person or just a handful of people that are trying to help farmers, and it's just not enough.
Hake says for farms like his, risk management means don't quit your day job.
We're not throwing our whole lives into this. We've seen it happen where people go in too hard and then it hurts.
Ken Mishka farms about 10 acres in rural Bloomington, but is transitioning to a larger farm in rural Downs. He has four restaurants he says are his financial safety net in what has become a shaky market. He says he's concerned the impact ongoing trade unrest could have on an area so dependent on agriculture.
And the restaurant side, it scares me. I mean, we're in a really, really fragile market right now, and it's nerve-wracking.
Mishka is also president of the Illinois Specialty Crop Growers Association. He says he understands the need for conventional agriculture to feed the masses, but relief often comes at the expense of farmers like him who feed consumers directly.
Those people that are making those decisions need to do their due diligence to make sure that they are equally distributing it and it's actually benefiting our society. That's really important. It's not just feeding, you know, the richest pockets. It has to feed the poor and feed the common person. That's super important.
Liz Stelk, president of the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, says she feels aid payments to larger farms were a correction to the farm bill Congress passed last year. She says doubling the cap to $250,000 per farmer is wrong, especially when it's going, in some cases, to family members and others who might have little to do with the farm operation.
This is all legal and above board, but it feels like corruption. It's not what I think Americans wanted to see happen when we saw that farmers are struggling.
Stelk worries bigger payments to help the rich get richer will lead to more farm consolidation. She feels that money could be better spent on conservation programs. As much as the smaller farmers say the federal government should do more to support good stewardship of the land, Mishka says he's also driven by a rugged individualism that says the farm must be self-sustaining to fulfill its mission.
If in our story and in our history, there's a ton of these handouts, there's a ton of grants, there's a ton of investments, then it kind of just proves that this can exist in a free market.
And Liz Stelk of the Stewardship Alliance also says as aid payments for the bigger operations continue, smaller farmers will need to diversify what they grow because what they're doing now isn't working. I'm Eric Stock.
Congressman Darren LaHood of Peoria says he plans to raise family farmers' concerns during a private visit with U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.